and ma'am in addressing people?
Not often.
Did you as a child?
Uh-huh.
Whom did you call?
All grown-ups. Mm-hmm. All grown-ups. Mm-hmm. And now I still say yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. to mama, mm-hmm. and no, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And I guess to older people I do. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're not too many older than I. So.
Oh, there are a lot of people older than you. Oh, let's see. If someone really disliked going... No, never mind. I just messed that question up. It's not worth the effort. If it wasn't just a little hot today, it was blank hot.
Terribly hot.
The question is for cold, and I thought I would alter the question to make it more seasonal. If your mother had cooked something you liked, you might tell her, Mom, that was blank good.
That was very good.
Okay. If you hit your thumb with a hammer or something like that, what might you explain?
Do you want my...
What you
would
really...
The one that I generally say?
Yes.
Fiddle-dee-dee!
Okay. What might you say if you were just excited about something?
About just anything? Oh, that's great!
Suppose you were a little bit... irritated with yourself about something.
I would say, fiddle-dee-dee, can't you beat that?
Okay. When you met someone on the street, what might you say to them as a greeting asking about their health?
How are you?
Okay. Suppose you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say?
How do you do?
What would you say as a greeting on the 25th of December?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, anything else?
Happy New Year, I guess.
Did you ever hear anyone say Christmas gift as a greeting?
Yes.
What does that
mean? I never have known, for sure. Mm-hmm. I never have known, but yes, I have heard people say that.
I think it goes back to slavery days, and the slaves would come and say Christmas gift, meaning they wanted a gift.
Well, evidently, it was said. Well, I have never, I have never known what it meant. But I guess that sounds at least logical, doesn't it?
But lots of families have then taken that over and made some sort of a private game out of it.
Uh-huh.
By way of appreciation, you might say, thank you, I'm much...
better?
Rather than just saying thank you. Rather than saying I appreciate or something.
Oh, thank
I'm much...
you. Obliged to you.
All right. I have to go downtown today to do some...
shopping?
Okay, if you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell for less than you paid, you'd say I had to sell it
at a loss.
And if you admire something but haven't the money, you'd say I like it, but it
cost too much. Or I can't afford it.
The first of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you haven't any money, you might go to a bank and try to
borrow.
And the banker might say, I'm sorry, but money is
scarce, tight.
Yeah. Changing the subject now. No, well, not quite changing it yet. If you bought something or paid your bill, a storekeeper might throw in a little something extra and say, here, this is for
a bonus.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word lagniappe?
No.
Never. Okay. That's a Louisiana word.
Is that right?
In Texas, they say pilon sometimes, which is a Spanish term.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's a Native American term for it or not. Okay, now I am changing the subject. You might go to the springboard and...
dive.
And yesterday they
dived.
And they have...
dived.
Okay, and if you dived in and you hit the water flat, that's a...
belly buster.
And after he dived in, then he...
swam.
And he has...
swim.
And he will.
Swim.
But if he didn't know how to swim, he might...
sink.
And then he would...
drown.
And yesterday he...
drowned.
And many times people have...
drowned.
Okay.